Oh my God, I had a great conversation with Peter. Dr. Peter Rios was here, ladies and gentlemen. I love everything he had to say. Everything he had to say. It was just so good. So good. It was really about transforming your life, about growing, about expanding, about maximizing who you are. And I love having conversations with people that don't have a victim mentality, but that keep progressing forward and then teaching you how to progress forward. He has a book on maximizing your life, like the 12 steps to maximize your life. I cannot wait for you to watch this video. So I'm going to shut up so you can watch it because you're going to freaking love it. You're going to love it. Okay, let's go. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and it's just straight talk, no sugar added. I am so excited that you're here. You know I freaking love you guys so much, and you guys have been showing up. Over 100,000 downloads, all because of you. And it's all the time you guys pouring in and leaving comments and all that great stuff, and I cannot thank you enough. Now, you know I go around this amazing planet finding the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. So today I am super honored to have Dr. Peter Rios with us. He's a renowned bilingual speaker, consultant, and leadership coach. He has over 20 years of experience in his field. Now, Dr. Rios has worked with top institutions like Harvard University, and he brings this unique perspective shaped by overcoming personal trauma. I love when people take things that are supposed to break you and actually break it, and so that I can help others. I freaking love that. So alongside his spouse, Dr. Ruby Gonzalez Rios, he's dedicated to helping others maximize their potential and live really fulfilling lives. And you know we're all about that here on Straight Talk. So join us right now as we like really dive into everything Dr. Peter Rios has for us. Thank you for being here, Peter. I really appreciate you. How are you?
Nina, I'm good. Thank you for having me. Can't wait to get into it.
Yeah, let's do it. Everything's great. I love life. I think as long as we look at life as experiences and not things happening at you, you know what I mean? I think it just helps you to live life at a better level, right? More gratitude in my life. Yes. So, Peter, I want to know you a little bit more, and I know my guests want to know you. So the big question always out the gate is, who are you? So I know I gave a little intro, but I really want to know who you are. So who are you, my friend?
Oh, great, great. Thank you again for having me. Well, first of all, I'm Puerto Rican from New York, and currently I live in St. Martin, in the friendly island of St. Martin in the Caribbean, and also in Orlando, Florida. You know, who am I? I'm a guy who went through, you know, well, first of all, grew up in the projects and public housing, and then went through a lot of different ups and downs and rock bottoms, you know, and failures and setbacks. And through you know, much grace and mercy, have been able to bounce back, and I'm maximizing my life. And that's what I'm trying to help others to do, to become their best version, to, you know, fulfill their fullest potential, and to make their mark here on earth, right? We want to die empty. We don't want to die full. And what I mean by that is that, you know, you are so gifted. And those of you who are listening, you have something special within you. You are destined for greatness. And we're waiting for you to unleash that so that we can make this world a better place. So come on, let's do it.
That's, oh my God. Well, first of all, hello. Drop the mic already, all right? He just got here. He just got here, y'all. Okay. That's it. First of all, I can really connect with a lot of things that you're saying, right? Also raised in the projects, rock bottom a lot. Mom never really had anything, always was on welfare, like that kind of stuff. It was tough and not tough, right? I think because when you grow up in it, you kind of just mold, you kind of just become what's around you in a way, right? There was always something different about me. You probably felt this way too. That's why you were able to get out. There's always something different in you that says, this ain't for me. This ain't where I'm going to be for the rest of my life. You know, so there has to be something that happened. So I want to know for you, what was that moment? Like, what was that aha moment? Like, this ain't it, right? This ain't it for me. So what was that for you?
That's a great question. I think that, you know, if I'm honest with you and the listeners, you know, your listeners, I've had multiple aha moments. So, you know, every level, there's a different challenge and a different, you know, certain level of dedication you need to advance. And so, you know, early on in high school, you know, I got caught. I was doing some illegal hustling on the streets and I got caught. And somebody pulled me aside. Her name was Dr. Lila Denoya. From Venezuela, and she was the upper bound director. This program helps, you know, first generation students, people of color, to get to college. Well, she told me, you know, your situation, you don't have to be in this like for the rest of your life. And I'm that was the first time I heard that. I'm like, people from where I'm from, you know, you either hustle, you know, people, they went to jail, they got, you know, unfortunate things too early, their life ended. And she challenged me, like, hey, there's more. And I write about that in my new book, Maximize, because one of the most powerful things for us is exposure. So she gave me exposure at that early age. She took us to university. I was upstate New York by that time. She took us to University of Toronto. I'm walking around this campus. I'm like, this is nice. Like, what is this? This university. Yeah. I didn't know what a university was, you know? And then, you know, I go into the Marines sometime later. That feels like a life ago. And I'm living in Okinawa, Japan, and living in South Korea. So you're talking about this Puerto Rican guy from New York driving down the street on the left side, by the way. And there's street signs. Yo no sé lo que dice. I don't know what this says, you know?
Right, right.
Like, this is crazy. And so, you know, overcoming those fears, right?
Yeah.
And so you get to grow. And so then, you know, at this point in my life, I'm looking for the next challenge. I'm looking, you know, to grow more, to maximize. So I think that's what I would like to share with you and our listeners today. Like, don't limit yourself. You know, you go from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. And sometimes you will need somebody else, like, you know, like us, to help you, to challenge you, to encourage you. So,
yeah. Yeah. You know, it's really about shifting what you're doing, because I feel like everything you said is because you were exposed, right? And so you were able to look forward as opposed to looking where you were, right? So we can show up every day just being a new day of our old selves, or we can show up every day being a new version of the self that's going to be, right? Yeah. And we constantly, I mean, I think it was the same for me. Like, I had the unfortunate and fortunate, you know, my mom would, I felt very rejected by my mom. My father never even claimed me, so I don't even have his last name. But my mom, you know, when she couldn't like deal with it or whatever, or when my stepfather was abusing me, she would send me to my grandmother's house, who lived on the other side of town. They weren't wealthy, but they just lived in a little bit of more of an upper middle class type of scenario. And that gave me a different perspective. Right. My friends were different. The situations were different. The food I was eating was different because my friends were Greek and Italian, because that's who lived there. So I tried different foods. That's where my love of food came from. That's why I became an executive chef. Okay. Right. But growing up, though, like you, Peter, right, if she didn't stop you for that second and said, listen, there's something else out here. You don't have to be part of this. Right. And I wish more people would do that. But I also wish, Peter, that more people would receive that, because a lot of times we want to stay stuck in that because we feel comfortable there. Yep. We have survived it. So we're there, right?
You're touching my buttons. And so, like, always tell people, you know, like, nothing grows in the comfort zone. So, like, if you're comfortable, most likely you're not growing. And so it's only when we are, you know, at least tolerate or are okay with being uncomfortable. And come on, being uncomfortable isn't something bad. It just means you're simply uncomfortable. And so, just like you, you know, like, my grandmother raised me, you know, and I had many setbacks, you know, like, I failed community college 3 times. Like, you know, in my younger life, I tried out for a basketball team 6 years in a row and got cut. So I know what it feels like, what you're saying, to feel like rejected, or not, that you feel like you don't belong. Especially people of color, sometimes you navigate with that whole the imposter syndrome, you know, even when you have some level of success. And so all of those things, though, as you said, they build a certain level of resilience, right? You have a certain level of grit. And sometimes we take that for granted. Like, some other people who grew up maybe better, had, you know, a better household, or probably will never outwork me, probably would never outdo me, because I am hungry, you know, like, right. like, you know, like, yeah. And so I think that, you know, for the listeners today, maybe you've been going through something so difficult, or you had childhood traumas, or you're dealing with something really, you know, difficult right now. Well, you can overcome it. You can get through it. And also you can modify or pivot from that to become even better. And so, yeah, that's amazing. Human beings are amazing.
They really are. And, you know, so you touched a couple of things and I want to dig into that with you. So people of color, right? Being Latina myself, I'm Puerto Rican, you know, in Stanford, which is right on the border of New York, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, we have to also, at least for me, I stop the narratives. I stop the narrative in my head that I'm Latina, that they're doing that to me because I'm Hispanic. I stopped all that. But what I did was I shifted everything. Even when I was younger, I'm like, oh, I don't see color. I know that there's color. I love color, but I don't care about your color, right? I'm not impressed. I'm just not impressed by money. I've never been that way. I'm not impressed by stardom. Oh, there's a superstar. I'm not impressed. So I'm glad that God made me that way, because then I'm not always trying to be somebody else. I'm just trying to be. To your point, we are super magnificent inside. We really, really are, right? And I feel the same way you do. I get up every day and I hustle. And so when you put your mind to where you want to be, because the good thing about being in the States as well is that you can be where you want to be. There's a lot of opportunity.
You don't have to just dream about it. You can actually do it.
You can actually be about it.
And you can actually do it.
Yeah. You know what, too, is important? The network, the people you have around you.
For sure.
Right? Like, me and you had a great conversation the first time. We're having a phenomenal conversation now. I hope in touch, because when you have networks like that, you can expand. Yo, hey, Dr. Reels, I need a talk for this thing. Can you do it? Or hey, Nina, I need, you know, that. And I always tell people, level up on your friends. Level up. You know, if people are doing the same thing you're doing and you're not growing, that means that there might be good people, but you got to keep moving, right? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, add to that, I'm intentional about putting myself in spaces where I am not the smartest, the wisest, richest, you know, like I'm always looking for another space so that I can stretch, so that I can grow, you know, but that takes intentionality. Growth takes intentionality. Maximizing your life takes intentionality. And so like you're saying, we have to get out of our bubble, that comfort zone, that lo que tú conoces, you know, I know this, I know this block, I know this city. No, get out of that. It's cool. You know, you can honor that, but also dare to dream more, to be more. And that's where exposure comes in. That's what, like what you're saying, mentors, or, you know, getting a building a new network. And also not just looking to seek, like to get things from people. So, you know, for me, what I did early on, which I think will help and bless our listeners today, is that I believe in intentional service, right? And so I wanted to be a speaker. I wanted to be successful in traveling and speaking and this and that. And so I joined someone who was already doing it, and I added value to their mission and vision. And I was learning on the job. I wasn't getting paid. I was just carrying the brother's bags, you know, getting water in between sessions, whatever. But I was watching. I was listening. Well, guess what? A couple years, a year and a half, 2 years after, he was like, hey, tomorrow you're going to speak in this youth camp. It was a huge youth camp. It was like 500 young people. And I'm like, I'm going to speak. He's like, yeah, you're going to speak. You got it. And I'm like, wow. And I had that speaking opportunity. And so who can you align with? Who like Nina's saying, you know, who can you align with and grow with and add value to them? Guess what? It's reciprocal. Sooner or later, you'll be doing it for somebody else.
Yep. And I, you know, it's that servant leader mentality, right? It's to serve so that you can lead. And I think that, you know, I did the same thing, you know, being someone who didn't have much income, was homeless when I went to college, like all that kind of stuff. Wow. I poured myself into programs, right? So I said, okay, well, I'm actually living out of my car sometimes, living in my friend's basement sometimes. And I was an adult. I mean, I had a family, my husband and I, we just lost everything in 2008 when the recession hit. Right?
Yeah.
And so what you do is you start pouring. So what I did is I went into the program, I learned, and then I poured. I learned and I poured. Same thing you're talking about.
Incredible.
What ended up happening once I lifted myself off the ground and became six figures and did what I had to do and created my businesses, that's when they called me back and said, Nina, can you come and talk? Because you are one of our success stories. Well, I had a room of 800 people. It was amazing, right? Yeah, and I mean, it was standing ovation. That's awesome because I always wanted to speak. So it was an amazing opportunity. To your point, start like looking outside of your little narrow box. And I always tell people, Peter, like, act like you just arrived to the world today. God created you today, like he did Adam and Eve. You just arrived to the world today. You have no hangups. You have no bad ideas. You have no hurt feelings. You have none of that stuff. And then you look where you want to go. Now create the memories from today to where you want to go, and then you'll make it there. Instead of just, oh, but my mother, but my father, but my house, but my, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So talk to me about what you do, because I love what you're doing. I know you have the book, all this great stuff. You're doing speaking, you know, all of that great stuff. So tell me about more intentionally, what is it that you're doing to impact the world today?
Yeah, you said it. You know, I believe in diversifying my revenue portfolio, but also, you know, I'm not just one thing and I don't have just one gift. Before, that was like a problem for me. And at times I still feel like tension or conflict within myself, but I'm growing into it that, yeah, I can do more than one thing. Society sometimes wants to put you in a box or categorize you, like you said, like if you're a person of this or that or from this culture. And while I honor the differences, also, you know, owning up to who I am. So I'm growing in that identity of like, I'm a good speaker. I'm writing, it's my second book, you know, traveling, consulting, coaching, building a course right now online, which will be available next month. You know, I've been a professor, administrator in higher ed. I've served in different industries. And so some people are like, oh, that's crazy. You're everywhere. And I'm like, oh, I don't feel like it. I just feel like I have a gift, which is communication, and it is being served in different ways in different areas, you know? And so I look back now, you know, 10 years ago, and I'm glad I didn't listen to those fools that were like, oh, that's crazy. Or, you know, you should be staying here, stay in your lane. I'm glad I broke out of that lane. I'm glad I broke out of the confinement of other people's limitations or other people's, you know, ways of thinking, of being. And it's like, there's no limits. There's no boundaries. The only limits are the ones I set for myself. And so I'm going to shoot, you know, like I think Les Brown said it, you're going to shoot for the stars or shoot for the moon or something. And at least you know, why wouldn't you? The interesting thing is that in the work that I'm doing, I try to help people like plan out, you know, where you want to be in a year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, right? It's best to think five or more years. And so you're going to get there regardless, unless, you know, God, you know, forbid something were to happen to you. But you're going to get, like, 2025 is coming. 2030 is coming. 2035 will be here. And you're going to get there. The main issue or question that we need to ask ourselves is, am I going to be the best Peter Rios in 2035? Am I going to be where I want to be, or at least close to it? And so when you have a plan, when you have a strategic plan, when you have a growth plan, right, a personal leadership development plan, even if you don't get to where your target, right, you're going to be in a much better place than if you didn't have any plan. And sometimes, and this is my point, sometimes people are living like zombies. Let's face it. Like I see people who are living, they have no purpose. They're living like if they have no mission. And like I said earlier, we want to die empty. We want to make sure that near the end of our life, we have given everything. We've poured it out. We have achieved, right, and helped others along the way. So
that's awesome. So, okay. So let me touch on that a little bit. So those who are listening, because the good thing about my audience is I have a lot of like solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, coaches. Those are the main people that listen to my show. So what is it then, Peter, that they have to look for? What's the first thing they have to be aware of or look for in order to be that proud person 5 years from now? Like, what's that strategic plan? Or not the whole plan, because you can't do that, but where does it start? Where does it start?
Yeah, I would say, you know, do a self-analysis. Where are you? And, you know, is this where you're at? Is that actually where you want to be? And if the answer is no, then you just need to do the simple task of planning out where would you like to be and be intentional. If you want to make a certain amount of, you know, dollars of money, then put that in. I have a journal. I journal mostly every day, you know, daily reflection, prayer. You know, I do those things, self-reflection. It helps me to be centered and to have more control of my life. So I am intentional about, you know, where I'm going. So I have goals, right? If you don't have any goals, then you're just living for anything or for whatever happens, or let's see what happens. And I think that at this point, if you are an entrepreneur, if you're a leader, if you're somebody who has any level of responsibility, we owe it to ourselves and to this generation to have a plan, to have goals, to have benchmarks, to measure that, and to see what resources you need so that you can get there. You may not have it all, and that's okay. That's what that planning is all about, that ideation phase, right? And then going all in and going for it, you know, going all in for it and see what happens. I'm telling you, the results will be amazing. You will blow your mind, you know, so.
Right. And you know, what you're saying is what a lot of very successful entrepreneurs have said on my show. And so what I want people to take away from that, Peter, is that stop winging it. Be intentional. Yeah. Because that you're intentional. You get up every morning, you write your intentions, you write what your reflections, what you want to do, blah, blah, blah. That's intentional, right? That's living life with intention. That's actually saying, I'm going to get up and this is the intention, as opposed to get up and, oh, I can't and blah, blah, blah. Maybe I'll do it. And now here I am on Instagram all day, you know, that kind of stuff. And the truth is I've fallen for that past too, where I would get up and the first person that meets you in the morning is the bad you, is that subconscious you that doesn't want you to do crap, doesn't want you to work out, doesn't want to go to work, doesn't want to, you know what I'm saying? That's the first person to meet you. Now it's up to you whether you greet the person and let that person be your day, or you say, okay, nope, we're doing things differently. I'm going to be very intentional today. I have a lot of things I need to get done. Yeah. Right. And yes. Yeah.
No, and I was going to say, just to give like an example from my own life, you know, a couple of years ago, actually August of 2021, I got this download, right? And I say it was a download from God for this book, Maximize, 12 Keys to Unlocking Your Greatest Potential. And I got it and I put it in my phone, like points, you know, the main thing was, wow, how is somebody who grew up in poverty, who failed community college, now hold two doctoral degrees and is going to go consult at Harvard University. And I said, how did this happen? And I started reflecting and writing. That's why reflection and writing is so important.
Yeah.
I wrote those notes. I stored it away for about a year. And in August 2022, I heard like a small voice say, hey, what's up with that note in your phone? And I'm like, the note. I'm like, oh, so I didn't know that was going to be a YouTube video or what, right? I was like, this is going to be a book. So I had to be intentional about writing almost every day. Sometimes, you know, if I got real sick or something, I couldn't. But on the airplane, I was traveling so much from St. Martin to Berkeley, California, because I was a professor out there. So 1 week a month, I'm traveling in the airport, in the hotel, at doctor's meetings, whatever, just writing. Then I learned I had an app where I could speak and it would write it for me. And then, you know, we got that edited, obviously. But
I love it.
The thing is, like, I was like, in a year, this book needs to be written. Now, obviously, I lived it out 45 years, but, you know, it took a year to write it. And so I believe everyone listening has at least one book in them. And so what's that vision? What's that gift? What is it that you serve people with that you can either write a book or start a new product or you know, a business? You have to be intentional about it and go at it every day. And so I carved out time every day. I started going to bed early, waking up early. That works for me. You know, it may not work for other people, but you have to find your niche for yourself. You have to find your sweet spot and then just go all in.
Yeah. And you could only find it if you're intentional, because otherwise you just live every day like every day. You know what I'm saying? And then this is the pitfall we fall into, right? It's almost like this evil circle, because you get into that pitfall and then you start to woe is me. Then you just sit with the victim and woe is me all the time. And then you think the world is against you when it's actually not. The world is at your fingertips. Go for it. Right. And now, you know, Peter, I mean, I don't know how old you are. I'm 51, right? So I'm at that generation where we didn't have computers when we were younger. We got them later, right? Because Generation X is that one that went through both. And the truth of the matter is we are way more blessed. We have so much technology and so much. I mean, it's good and bad. Too much information sometimes. I feel like if you really want to do something, though, there's really not too much of an excuse, except for yourself not doing it. Because right. What can't you learn now, Peter? I mean, you're going to come out with a course. People can take it. Why wouldn't you take it, right? And that's like, we have to get out of this thing like, I'll do it on my own, or I'll just find it online, or I'll just. And the problem with that is when somebody's saying, okay, so Peter's on here. I want you guys to listen. So Peter's on here. He's telling you guys to maximize your life. He has a book, The 12 Keys to Do That. He has actually proven it by his lifestyle. And then you go and say, oh, I can learn by a YouTube video. So then you go and you start to try to piece all of this together by yourself. Now, 3 years, 4 years later, you're still in the same position.
When the blueprint already exists, you know?
Right.
And it's been proven. And, you know, sometimes I think, like we said earlier, about going from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset, or from going from a consumer mindset to a producer mindset.
Right.
I grew up in a consumer mindset. Like, you know, you watch marketing on TV, you want to buy things you can't afford, you want to show off to people who don't care about you, you want to pretend that you, and it's like, you don't need to pretend. Like you said earlier, we live in a country, you know, in the US where you can actually have it, you can actually do it. I love that phrase, that song, you know, I think it was Eminem, but you know, will the real Peter Reels please stand up? So it was until I took full responsibility of my life and put the excuses aside, put, you know, I used to blame everyone for having, you know, the minimal amount of success, and just took full ownership of like, if my life is going to be anything, I need to make it something. And that starts today. And so, you know, and even if you are a success, there's always another level. And so, like you said earlier, what network are you in? What circles are you running in? You know, if you're making six figures, you need to connect with somebody who's a millionaire, et cetera. If you want to be healthier, run with people who, you know, literally run, but you know, hang out with people who are fitness, you know, gurus, whatever area, professional, personal, spiritual, right? And you need to sometimes see a model. And that's what we're talking about today. That you know, I'm not perfect, God knows that. I know you're not saying you are, but hey, we have a certain level of success and we want to help you to get to your next level. So take it, it's there.
Mm-hmm. And listen, for those of you who are listening, who feeling maybe discouraged or don't think you have enough, or you are thinking you're not smart enough, whatever that is, I'm telling you, you only need to be about one chapter ahead of someone else.
That's right.
It's like that story with that young guy who went to a college, acted like he was a professor and was teaching the class, and the class was passing all of the grades. And then so they caught him after a few months, and they're like, we need to ask you, first of all, how you got away with it. And secondly, how did your class pass all of the exams when you yourself don't know the material? He said, oh, I was always one chapter ahead. And that was that blew me away. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even know if that was like a true story or movie or something. But I remember that impacting me, because I said, you know what? Why are we trying to be the freaking experts in everything?
Yeah,
we don't have to be. We could be one chapter ahead to help someone else.
I love that.
Through some stuff, Peter, right? So people who haven't been through that yet, or are going through it and haven't quite pushed through, are people we can impact.
Right.
And we keep thinking that we got to be perfect. Nobody got to be freaking perfect, right? So I want you to wrap us up with what you are offering the world. So I want to know about your book. So tell me about that, where we can find it, where people can follow you, because I love the way you speak and I love the way you present yourself. And I think that it's important for people to follow you and honor that and you know, work with you and all that kind of stuff. So give us that information.
Thank you. Thank you for your kindness. You can follow me on mostly all social media outlets at DR for Dr. Peter Reels. So that's at DR Peter Reels. My website at www.peterreelsconsulting.com. And there's free resources there. There's eBooks. There's all kind of things that are there. Also, our YouTube channel is at Dr. Peter Reels. So you'll get free content as well there, educational, but also business. And then our book, my new book, Maximize, it's available in English and in Spanish. So no hay excusa.
I love that. No
excusa, you know, maximiza. So you can get it on Amazon or any other, you know, major bookstore, but on Amazon, there's the Kindle version, etc. And, you know, hey, if you're doing okay, you feel like I'm good, I don't really need it, I'm sure you have a family member or a colleague or someone who you want to bless or give a gift to that's going to help them, you know, kick charge their, you know, their fullest potential this coming year. So it's there, it's available. And, you know, hey, thank you for having me. It's a blessing to be here with you, to be with the, you know, your listeners today, and hope to, like you said, continue this collaboration. We have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, we sure do. But you know what? I really, really, I thank you for your time. I'm glad that we met. I'm glad we spoke. I'm just really grateful that you came on here to drop all the gems that you dropped. So thank you for being here and like enriching my community, because that's what I love to do. So I'm super grateful, man. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Un abrazo.
Yeah, igual. Guys, thank you so much. I just love Peter. So make sure you guys follow him. I'm going to make sure all of his information is linked below. I want to make sure that you pick up the book. Listen, like he said, if you think you're all that in a bag of chips and you don't need it, all good. But pick it up for someone who doesn't, because sometimes it's easier to hand someone a book and have them do it than actually you pour into them if they don't want to receive it. So just buy some people some books, buy a few of them. I always do that. When I find something that is really impactful, I can people, oh, you should read this, because it's a little bit less intrusive if that's how you're feeling, like you can't do it, right? Do that for someone else then. Don't think about just you. I love you guys so much. I think you're going to enjoy passing around this episode. So make sure you like, share, subscribe, all that great stuff, because it is super important that we reach as many as possible. Until next time.